All right, listen, the word of the day. Word of the day. Why do we bring you a word of the day? Well, it's to increase your vocabulary and your understanding of beautiful language.
Yeah.
Generally make you a more exciting and interesting person if you take these on board and make them your own.
Yeah.
So today's word of the day is imperturbable. What it means is, well, imperturbable describes someone or something marked by extreme calm, such as a person or thing, or such a person or thing is very hard to disturb or upset. So, the imperturbable captain did not panic when the boat sailed into the path of a violent storm. Nothing disrupted the contestant's imperturbable focus. You get the drift.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, imperturbable is a bit of a mouthful, but don't let its five syllables perturb you. Instead, let us break it down. The word, as well as its antonym perturbable, comes from the Latin verb perturbare or perturbare, meaning to agitate, trouble, or throw into confusion.
Hmm.
Perturbare comes in turn from the combination of per, meaning thoroughly, and turbare, meaning to disturb. Unsurprisingly, perturbare is also the source of the English verb perturb. Other perturbare descendants include disturb, to destroy the tranquility or composure of, and turbid, thick or opaque, as if with roiled sediment. So, today's word of the day is imperturbable. It is a bit of a mouthful, gotta say.
So it's basically to not be perturbed by anything.
Calm, cool, calm and collected.
So despite the economic challenges outlined in the budget speech, the finance minister will probably remain imperturbable while delivering his address with unwavering confidence and composure.
Well, it's a beautiful use of the word.
No.
But it's unlikely to be the case.